The last great time war is difficult history to recount. Time itself was bent and mutilated by the effects of the war. In one instance, the war lasted for several months. Then, in another, it lasted over 30,000 years. Though such numbers are tentative when one is fighting throughout all history. The war resulted in countless billions dying endless deaths repeatedly, as time travel was used by both sides to reverse battles that caused massive destruction and fatalities. It would be pleasant to believe that the Time Lords fought to preserve the current timeline as it stood. Should the Daleks be victorious in the ongoing conflicts, they would introduce a new history and a hostile new timeline. A Dalek history.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Many of the atrocities that arose during the war were a representation of what a Dalek history would entail. The Skaro degradation being one example, the Horde of Travesties being another. Not that the Time Lords were innocent in twisting history to their own design. The Nightmare Child and the Could Have Been King, with his army of meanwhiles and never was, were disturbing developments of Gallifreys. It is because of this when one does reflect on what motivated Gallifrey to go to war. It was not to preserve the current timeline, but so Gallifrey could maintain its dominance as the masters of all time and space.
Happening? Where are we?
That was gonna be my question, doll.
Where's the doctor?
He's over there. They're working on that machine.
But which one's the doctor?
They're all the doctor.
We need to vent the temporal pressure, or this rotor will fracture.
What do you think I'm trying to do? Come on. Please.
If we don't get control soon, the council will explode.
Not if I can help it. Yeah, nothing to it. Just have to know how to handle it right.
You put a dent in my console.
We're alive. That's all that matters right now.
Oh, indeed.
Look, I hate to be rude, but would one of you care to tell the rest of us what's going on?
Oh, please, Sam. Tell me you haven't figured that one out already.
Figure out what? Look, 1 minute we're trying to return to our own time and space. The next minute, the TARDIS explodes. And we find ourselves here, wherever here is.
It looks low-tech next to the TARDIS.
This is the TARDIS, Rose. This was the original console I used when I first left home.
I see. But Rose is right. This does look a bit low-tech.
Why do you think I replaced it in the end, Emma? Thought about getting rid of it more than once. However, I never had the hearts to toss it away.
But how did we all get here?
The TARDIS did that. It transported everyone here and jettisoned the room. Just before it... before it blew up.
Like a lifeboat. But does that mean the TARDIS has been destroyed?
This room is the only part of her left, I'm afraid.
And there's no point in getting melancholy about it. We all knew the cost going into this. There was no other way.
Yes, well, knowing the cost of something and actually paying it is a bit different.
So where are the rest of you? I mean, all of your other selves and everyone else?
They're here, Ace, just out of temporal sync with us by a few milliseconds.
Which is a good thing when you consider it. Can you imagine how crowded it would be if everyone was stuffing in here together?
Yes. It's bad enough the six of us are together now.
Actually, there's 11 counting the rest of us. Well, 12.
12 if you count the robot dog.
My designation is K9, mistress.
Fine. K9, then.
Then why use this console room? When one of the other console rooms have been bigger?
But not as useful. It is also where I have stored the deadliest weapons I have encountered in my travels.
Weapons? Since when did you collect weapons? That's not your style at all.
No, not my style at all. But at least in here I can keep them from being used. It's better than just leaving them laying around for someone else to grab. Speaking of which, we do need to hurry. We don't have much time.
I'm already working on it. I could use some help getting the unit put back together.
I'll help. I'm the one who tore it apart, so I should be able to get it back together. Theoretically, anyways. Okay, now, give us a hand here.
Master?
What are you getting ready for?
You'll find out soon enough, Frobisher.
So which one are you? The latest model?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. I recognize a couple of these doctors, but as for the others... I know I never had an American accent before.
So does that mean you come after him?
Maybe, maybe not. It's possible he comes from another timeline. That's the trouble with all of this. It's not just our incarnations that have been brought together, but all possible incarnations that could have been.
This is starting to get confusing.
Something tells me it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Just be happy Rainbow Colt and the Valiant didn't turn up with us. Talk about your overbloated egos.
Rainbow Coat? Whatever do you mean?
Never mind.
Detecting a buildup of temporal energy, Master.
Kenan's right. It's coming into alignment.
And our time field.
The unit is online. We're ready to go.
What's happening?
You're about to find out, Sam.
What is this? How did I get here? What have you done, Doctor?
Leadership among the Time Lords was vague during the early phase of the war. Ultimately, though, Rassilon, founder of the Time Lord Society and time travel technology, was resurrected from the grave to reassume leadership of the Time Lords. Rassilon refused the possibility of his civilization being destroyed by the Daleks. Therefore, he prepared a doomsday scenario. His final solution to bring about the end of the Time War.
For Gallifrey!
For Gallifrey!
For victory!
For victory!
For the end of time itself!
For the end of time itself!
I can't move. I can't move.
Yes, that's right. You won't be able to. You're in the original weapon that was designed to contain your essence. Unless it's fired, you won't be able to break out. And that is a happy thought.
This is impossible. The TARDIS was destroyed. I fed upon its power.
Just as we wanted you to. I'm afraid to disappoint you, Moment, but this was a careful ruse so you could be captured.
What do you mean?
When you tried to absorb the TARDIS's essence into your being, you caused the explosion to fold back into itself, creating a temporal eddy.
That caused you to rematerialize here, and let us trap your energy back in your housing unit.
You must release me, Doctor. I must be free of this realm. I have completed the task for which I was designed. I must be reunited with the Time Lords.
I'm sorry. We can't let you do that.
You must, Doctor. I've been alone for so long. I must bring about Rassilon's final solution.
Rassilon's what?
Rassilon's final solution.
And that is?
The end of time itself.
The final solution was to sacrifice time itself, thereby destroying the Daleks and all life in the universe. The Time Lords themselves would then be transcended into non-corporeal beings, creatures of pure consciousness, free from cause and effect. The key to the final solution was a weapon of Rassilon's own design. It was called the Moment. It would be used to create a paradox so severe that the resulting temporal rupture would rip the time vortex apart. The Time Lords, apparently hardened by the horrors of war, gave near unanimous support for this plan. The Doctor, so horrified that his own people were becoming as great a threat as the Daleks, stole the Moment and fled Gallifrey. With little choice, the Doctor turned Rassilon's great weapon on Dalek and Time Lord alike.
The end of time. Does that mean what I think it does?
Sounds like it, doll. Wonder Boy over there wants to light a big old fuser pretty much and everything.
Don't call me doll, okay?
Sure thing, hotcakes.
Doctor, this penguin is starting to annoy me.
Please, not right now. As you can see, we're a tad busy at the moment.
Did you never wonder why I took you? Out of all the weapons in Gallifrey's vast arsenal, why it was I chose to take you? Rassilon's greatest weapon, the Moment.
Yes, I was forged by Rassilon himself. He infused me with power to end the war.
Oh, he did more than that. Far more. He built you so powerful that you could destroy everything.
He had to be certain the Daleks would be defeated.
But it's a bit of a case of overkill, don't you think?
Indeed. After all, devices like the Hand of Omega and the Nemesis could have easily wiped out those fleets.
Then why? Why create me to end the war?
Because you were never built to end the war. I was there in the last days of the war. I saw when you were born. Rassilon wanted to unleash you upon the Time Vortex. Your power was so great it would have torn it apart.
Destroying all of creation. I couldn't let that happen. So I stole and fled Gallifrey. I reprogrammed you and turned on the Time Lords and Daleks alike. And then I unleashed you.
Yes, I remember now. You made me turn on my own! To destroy those I seek to unite with once more.
There was no choice. I couldn't let you carry out Rassilon's solution. The only thing I didn't know was that your energy core had become self-aware. I had believed you to be nothing but a weapon. An extremely complex and destructive weapon, but just a weapon nonetheless.
After everything was finished, when Skaro and Gallifrey were no more, you were missing as well. I still had your housing unit, but it was empty.
But I always suspected that you might have survived as I had. That we might meet again one day. It's why I kept the housing unit.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say you destroyed this thing when we were first being pulled into this place?
Destroyed? Took apart and stored in a closet to collect dust. It all depends on your point of view, really.
I see. I think.
I also knew that your power levels would have been greatly depleted. If you were to replenish yourself, you'd need a Time Lord energy source. A TARDIS, for example.
And there is only one TARDIS left in the whole universe.
That's why it brought us here, Doctor. To this realm. I mean, it wasn't after you. It wanted your TARDIS.
Yes, Emma. And it was so intent on it, my other selves and I were able to set up the trap that caught it.
So, all that bickering and arguing with your other selves when we arrived?
Was just subterfuge. We couldn't let the Moment know what we were planning to do, so we concocted a false plan that made it look like we were trying to escape, my dear child. It's really quite clever.
In reality, we were preparing the TARDIS to gather the moment's essence into itself.
I'm impressed. That's very clever.
As I said, I suspected I might run into you again one day. I've been preparing for this for a long time. The only thing I hadn't counted on was the moment bringing all my incarnations together like this.
Not just that, but all of our parallel reality incarnations as well. But then, that is its nature, is it not? The moment does not exist on any single plane of reality, but all of them simultaneously. Time means nothing to it. So when it brought one of us here...
It brought the rest of us along as well. The moment was the key to Rosalind's vision.
Key? What do you mean by key?
To ascend to a higher plane of existence. Rassilon made you a being of pure consciousness, pure energy. Time has no meaning for you. You will exist for all eternity. In essence, you are everything Rassilon wanted the Time Lords to become.
And what they shall become once I am free.
But that's just it. The Time Lords are all gone. They're all dead. There's no one left to ascend.
Oh, my dear Doctor, you must think me a fool. I am more than aware of that.
Then why do it? Why destroy everything if there's nothing to be gained?
Because I have the ability to break down the time locks, Doctor. I can bring it all back. I can bring back Gallifrey. I will no longer be alone. I can still bring about Rassilon's final solution.
It was born in a moment of fire, as Dalek and Time Lord ships were destroyed all around it. It became aware of its existence. The moment was now a living being. The first sight that met its eyes was the death it was unleashing. Confusion met its programming. Something had been changed. Someone had changed its prime function. It was meant to be unleashed upon something else. But now it was burning those that had created it. It was killing its own people. It was horrified by the actions it had been forced to take. But it had been greatly weakened as well. It knew if it did not act soon, it would fall into forming Time Lock. Using the last of its powers, it created a small artificial realm outside of time and space and retreated into it. Some items of the burning ships fell into the realm with it, including one robot unit that the moment would later come to call Logan. But at the time, the moment took no notice of this as it fell into the void. It had to rest to build up its power. It would take time, but time meant nothing to a being such as itself. The day would come where it would correct the great wrongs of this day, and in the end, it would be reunited with the Time Lords.
True. I have no doubt if you gained your freedom, you would find a way to restore the Time Lords.
But it would be more than just that. You would free all the horrors of the Time War as well. You would unleash hell upon creation.
It would not be for long. All those horrors you speak of would be wiped out, along with...
all of creation as well. Yes, you've been very clear about that.
It must be done, Doctor. There is no other alternative.
You really believe that?
Of course. How long do you think you can hold me here? With your other little trinkets of death. A month, a year, a century. Time has no meaning for me, Doctor. Sooner or later, something will happen and I will gain my freedom. Once I do, Rassilon's solution shall come to pass. That you can be sure, and there will be nothing you can do to stop me.
He's right. Even if we left him in this room here once we escaped the Zeg Realm, sooner or later something is bound to happen. A mistake, an accident. But something would happen and he could escape.
He's a machine. Can't you just turn him off or something?
He's become more than a machine. He's living energy now. Believe me, this would be so much easier if he could just be switched off.
You see? You have no choice, Doctor. Free me now, and I will let you ascend with the other Time Lords. You will be with us in the new order.
There is one thing we could do. We leave you here when we return home.
Are you positive that's safe?
Why not? It's locked inside the housing unit now, leaving him powerless. And only Time Lords can enter his eightfold.
You would abandon me here? Alone for the rest of time?
It's not as though you've left us much choice. If we take you back, sooner or later you'll destroy the multiverse.
You can't do that. You can't leave me here alone for the rest of eternity.
I hate caging in even the most fierce animals moment. But with you, we just can't take that risk.
Please, don't do this, Doctor. I won't do it. I won't free the Time Lords. I won't do anything. Just don't leave me here. Please!
I'm sorry, Moment. I'm so, so sorry.
No! Please! No! Doctor! Doctor, don't do this! Please! Doctor! Don't leave me alone!
I know that thing was a monster, but there must have been another way to stop it.
I'm truly sorry, Sam, but there really isn't. The moment is far too powerful for us to take that chance. Believe me, if there was another way, we would have taken it.
So it's out there now? Trapped inside that housing thing?
Yes, Ace. And he'll stay that way until the end of eternity.
What's to keep it from causing this all over again?
Before, the moment was just simple energy able to influence its surrounding environment. Now it's trapped inside the housing unit. Since it can't get free, it's powerless.
Not like it's done us any good. We're still stuck in this realm in case you've forgotten.
Oh, Frobisher! We could have left any time we wanted.
We only stayed this long to deal with the moment.
And now that we have, we can all head back to our proper places in time and space.
Okay, but the TARDIS has been destroyed, so won't that be a problem?
Not really. Once we reverse the field setting on the console, it'll return us to the very moment that we were pulled out of time and space. Time will reform around us as though we had never left.
Will we remember what's happened?
No. By returning to the same point in time, it will have the same effect as if we'd never left time at all. For us, none of this will have ever have happened. We'll go on with our lives.
Bravo. And the TARDIS will never have been destroyed.
Might have a few bouts of deja vu here and there.
But for the most part, none of us will remember anything.
Which is probably for the best, all things considered. Oh well, just as I was getting to know me again.
Yes, time we all got back to work. You would not believe the issues I'm having with vampires right now.
It's vampires. Try an ongoing conflict between the Daleks and the Cybermen. That's been keeping Kate and I busy for months now.
Gentlemen, it's clear we all have things to keep us busy. But I think it's time we all went home.
Point taken. You know, I've missed working with this console.
It was the first one we had, wasn't it? The shape may have changed over the years, but the design always stayed the same.
May the same be said of us all, goodbye, doctors. Good luck to you all. It's reassuring to know that my future is in safe hands.
And so the doctors began to return to their original moments in time. The dark and twisted history that had been created by their absence dissipated as the original timeline came back into focus.
Better check the randomizer is still working. Who knows what happened to the TARDIS during all that...
Something wrong, Doctor?
I feel like something just happened and now I've forgotten it. It's strange, though. The older I get, the more... nostalgic I feel at times. Like that old coat there. Oh, maybe I won't toss it away. It's a link to my past, after all.
I never thought you'd be the type of person to get nostalgic.
Oh, don't worry. I don't get it bad. I don't stand here and think, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to be marooned on Earth, fighting aliens with UNIT? That'd be a whole lot nicer than doing what I'm doing now. Nope. The past is the past, and while it's nice to look back fondly on what's gone, you can't spend the present stamping your feet and hoping that the future is more like some nostalgic past. It's not healthy. Nope. I prefer my nostalgia in a 7% solution. Like Sherlock Holmes and cocaine.
Like what?
Oh, never mind. Who knows? We may end up meeting him one day.
What's that?
Oh, no. We're being pursued through the vortex. They found us.
They? You mean vampires?
Yes. Hang on, Emma. The ride gets bumpy from here.
What's that?
I don't know. Hang about a mo. It's my email.
Email? You get email on this thing?
Yeah. I'm quite capable of getting email.
Well, what's it say then?
Hello, sweetie, with a smiley face on the end. Next to it are a series of coordinates.
Coordinates? Where to?
No idea. Maybe we should find out. Oh no, this isn't good. It isn't good at all.
What's the emergency?
It's mauve.
Mauve?
The universally recognised colour for danger.
What happened to red?
By everyone else's standards, red's camp. Oh, the misunderstandings. All those red alerts. All that dancing. It's got a very basic flight computer. I've hacked in, slaved the TARDIS. Where it goes, we go.
And how safe is it?
Totally. Okay, reasonably. I should have said reasonably there. Oh, no, no, no. It's jumping time tracks. Getting away from us.
What exactly is this thing?
No idea.
And why are we chasing it?
It's mauve and dangerous and about 30 seconds from the centre of London.
Time is a fickle mistress. One cannot make serious changes to the flow of history without some anomalies occurring. These are often small and do not cause any significant threat, but they do have an effect on the ebb and flow of time. Events and beings that once never had been suddenly find themselves part of established history.
But am I going to become like them?
Actually, yes. In a few hours, you'll become very sick. Your ability to think and reason will be gone. In effect, you'll become a chaotic siege engine bent on killing everyone around you.
Oh, God. No.
Well, it's that, or, I give you the cure for the virus and everything is right as rain. Mind you, your arm will be sore for a few days, but otherwise, you'll be fine.
You know, Doc.
Don't call me Doc, it's Doctor.
Fine, Doctor. You still need to work on your bedside manner. Telling someone they're turning into a monster is not the best way to comfort them.
It's not my job to make you feel comfortable, Kate. I don't see what you're moaning about anyway. You're the one who decided to stow away on my TARDIS. It's not like I invited you along.
You're all heart, Doctor.
You could say that again, Doll.
Frobisher, how many times do I have to tell you to not call me Doll?
Sure thing, sweet cakes.
Doctor!
Oh, keep it down, the both of you. Why I bothered to travel with either one of you is a constant sort of amazement to me. Now we still have to deal with the Cybermen Dalek conflict.
Oh, come on, Doc. Can't we just go somewhere fun?
It's Dr. Frobisher. And yes, we will go somewhere fun. Oh, once we get the Dalek Cybermen threat sorted out, of course.
Well, that was a little closer than I like. Still, mission accomplished and all that.
So the Novacron got away?
Yes. I wonder if I'll ever see them again. That Mac fella was quite interesting. He seemed quite taken with you.
Not really my type, Doctor. I prefer intellectuals over brawn. Still...
Still? Still what?
Oh, nothing. Just thinking is all. Ah, Doctor?
Yes.
How long have we had the robot dog?
My designation is K-9, Mistress.
K-9? Well, he's always been here. At least, I think he has. How have you been, K-9?
All systems operating at peak performance, Master.
Good to know. Well, what do you say? I think it's time for a short holiday.
That sounds good. Where are we going?
I'm thinking the Crystal Palace in Hyde Park.
The Great Exhibition. I've read about that.
Yes, it should be quite interesting. They'll probably be totally amazed by K-9.
You know how I hate your surprises.
Why don't we have a nice cup of...
You're okay, Professor?
I'm not certain. Did something just happen?
Yeah. We just saved Starship USA.
No, not that. Something else. I can't remember.
Was it important?
I can't tell. I could have sworn we were somewhere else for a moment. Then back here like nothing happened. Last time I felt this way, I had a run-in with some of my other selves.
Other selves? You've met the other versions of yourself.
When you travel as long as I have, you're bound to run into yourself. At some point. Only thing is, I often forget about when it's all over.
Why is that?
Something to do with preserving the web of time. It's never good to know too much about your own personal future still. Something keeps nagging at the back of my thoughts.
Something you've remembered?
Something that has yet to happen, I think. Conflict of sorts. Or a war. Still, that's in the future. Let's go have that cup of tea.
You've been listening to Doctor Who, The Infinity Doctors, Part 3, The Moment, written by Eric L. Busby and Miles Reed. Featured in the cast were David Ault, Julian Bain, Peter Walsh, Jeff Niles, Kurt Bergeron, and Peter Heimseth as the Doctors. Also featured were Victor Aurelius as the narrator, Carolyn Morahan as Sam, Tegan Harris as Ace, M. Sierra Garcia as Emma, GGG as Rose, Natalie Van Sistine as Kate, Michael Breckenridge as Frobisher, Chris Snyder as the Daleks and K-9, and Gareth Preston as The Moment. Special appearances by Dave McAvery, Darren Marlar, Jeff Niles, Joshua Miller, Michael Liebman, Lee James Sands, and Victor Aurelius as the Time Lords of Gallifrey. This episode was directed by Eric L. Busby. Music conducted by Murray Gold. Sound design by Eric Busby and Chris Snyder. This is Darren Marlar. You've been listening to a Darker Projects production.
Far away from the multiverse in a small pocket dimension, an object of war drifted in a limbo realm between the past and the future. Trapped forever in a black, motionless void. No light, no suns, no stars, no time. Only an eternity of nothingness awaited it. Alone, in an endless existence, yet it feels no hunger, no thirst, only despair for its fate, and blind rage for the last of the Time Lords.
I will be free of this, Doctors. Do you hear me? One day I will break free of this cage and I will find you! Wherever you have gone, I will find you. You will pay for what you have done to me, doctors. Do you hear me? You will all pay. I will have my vengeance.
This has been a Darker Projects production. Visit us on the web at www.darkerprojects.com.